What would Jamie do?
Go. Dun 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 dun.
Isn't that for a wedding?
Dun 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 dun. Hi guys, it is your girl
Jamie.
Yes, I've been announcing for this the past
2 weeks.
2 weeks. And it's finally the day to say a little goodbye for a while.
A see you later.
See you later. Yeah, let's keep it a see you later. But not see you later in my music and other social things. I would be more preparing and I would have to take some time away of my podcast of WWJD. But I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying in my house. Like you guys are.
Yes.
But yes, I am gladly to be announcing that I am officially going to be in a new company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've been working on your like new album, just songs in general for a while now.
Yes.
Long time.
And yes, I will be doing a lot of variety like shows that would also include in my music.
Ooh.
So I hope you guys look forward to that. And it's not a total goodbye, so let's not be sad.
Yeah, you're going to be around. You're going to be popping
your head.
Yeah,
I'm going to be like popping in Eric's podcast or Jay's podcast.
Yeah.
And be like… make it like 19 overrated and be like… Anyways, so let's start with a good hype, good vibe of WWJD.
Let's get hype.
All right, there's still Instagram and Twitter for WWJD as WWJD_podcast and our videos. If you want to see me and how, if you want to see my makeup for today, it's on Dive Studios on YouTube. So
yeah, and if you ever missed a show, there will always be videos.
Yeah.
You can listen to the old
episodes.
And if
you miss me, like you can rate me, you know, like so if I see the rate and be like, oh, I think I should come back, you know, maybe I shouldn't. I don't know.
Hello. All right.
Anyways, let's go to the first episode of today's whatever.
Let's go into the first submission
session of today's episode, yes. Which is going to be our last. Let's go.
All right. So this is from Twin Brother.
Brother.
Oof. So there's this girl that I've liked for a while now. But because we weren't close friends, it was easier for me to distract myself from my feelings. Lately, however, we've been getting closer, especially since we went on a trip together with all our mutual friends. Mm. Honestly, that probably only made my feelings for her grow.
Mm.
My problem is this. I recently found out that she likes my brother. My twin brother. That shit hurts, dude. She kind of has been hinting lately that she would like my help to get with him, but I'm conflicted. I really want to help her if she truly does have feelings for my brother, but at the same time, it really hurts. And I don't know. It's just a weird situation for me to be in. Girl, help. What would Jamie do?
Okay, wait. And go. Do you guys look alike?
Fraternal? What? Well, yeah. But anyway… You know, even if you weren't twins, it was like your sibling, you know, that
your
this person
right.
liked.
Oh, because I'm the only child. I don't know about like if someone like,
yeah.
I like that, like my sibling. But let's just think about it. If I like this guy.
Yeah.
And then this guy likes my…
Twins or your sister, older sister.
And then like
or something.
Ask me like, Twatch, like help
yeah.
me, help me. I'm like… Oh.
Jaw on the floor.
It just got me so hard.
Yeah.
It's not even my friend. It's my family.
Yeah. At least they know that they find you attractive if they find them attractive.
No, that's different.
Yeah, it is.
That's
it's different.
Oh, no. First, I would lie.
What?
I'd be like, she has a boyfriend. I'm single. But we do look alike.
So
what do you like about her? You know, I think I'd be questioning this person. Like, what do you like about my sibling?
Okay.
Or
let's role play. I'm the girl. I'm the girl that he likes or they like.
Mm.
Okay. So ask. Yeah, I think I like your twin brother.
Like, what do you like about…
He's just so smart. Like, he's really good at school.
Yeah,
and he is really athletic.
Mm.
Like, I think he's really good at soccer. He seems so strong.
So you like soccer and strong guys?
Yeah.
Do you know what?
What?
Like 80% of the athletic guys like boys. Just saying.
Is that real, man?
But I only do athletic on computer, which is fun.
You're a computer athlete? I'm sorry, wait.
You want to play people?
Oh, good, like esports? Like
yeah.
LOL?
Yeah. So…
Oh, well, you know, I don't know. I don't really know about computer games.
Okay, so do you like his looks or just do you like his personality?
You know what? I like him in despite of his looks.
Okay. So do I like you right now?
Well, that… Okay, fine. The role playing was a fail, but you know…
It was a fail. It was like a total
fail.
You
should maybe get to know, understanding what it is about your brother that they like so much.
I mean, but like first, I'm not stupid enough to help this person. Like, I'm not going to help her to get my twin.
Yeah.
Or him. Like, for me, if I'm the situation, I'm not going to help someone to get my twin. Like, for sure. I think I'm going to be like, what do you like about her? I'm like… And are really like, but then she has someone she likes. Or a little lie, like a white lie.
But what if you're in this scenario for this person, twin brother, what if like they do like this girl back? What if they both like each other? They're gonna find out that you lied.
I'm gonna talk to my twin.
You're gonna be like, do me with this one solid.
I'm gonna ask her if she likes him.
Okay.
And then if she says yes, then
at this point, would you confess your feelings to be clear about why you don't want to help?
I mean, but if I know that my sibling or my twin likes that person back, I wouldn't do anything, to be honest. I'd be like, okay, well, 사람 마음, like with emotions,
yeah,
there's nothing you can really do to change. And especially if they like each other, it's more hard. And I think I'll just get a little hurt for like a year and a half. For a month or a week and yeah, then just move on. And but then it'll be like, it, I think it will suck just to see them together.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of would like hate my twin.
Yeah.
For a while. But then at the same time, if I find someone else, I'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
And then go for that guy. Yeah.
So you wouldn't tell anyone. You wouldn't be like, hey, just so you know, like,
but
it's really hard for me because I do like this
no,
girl.
That was a situation because I knew that my sibling or twin liked him.
Okay.
But if I don't know and she does not like him back.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have any feelings.
Yeah.
Then I'd be like, you know what? And then can you just go get out of the house and like get out of the country so I can just… or make a new boyfriend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I would try my best to just like get attention from him.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. You know, you can only put your best self forward.
But in this situation, it's going to be hard.
Dang.
And like, this person wants you to help to get with the sibling, the twin.
Yeah.
Has
this happened to you with just friends where like you like a guy and then he tells you that like they like your friend and they want like you to give advice about how to get with your friend? Oh, because you don't really like the same guys as your friends, huh?
Bitch.
No, you said that.
Yeah. We don't really clash.
Yeah.
But there were like some times which I was not really like in too like involved in him.
Mm-hmm.
But then I kind of knew that he liked me.
Mm-hmm.
But then my friend really liked him.
Mm.
So I'm like, oh, I wanted to help them out. But at the same time, I felt like I was too like much invested into the relationship.
Yeah.
Like because he might because I know that he likes me because he told me that he likes me.
Yeah.
But then if I'm like, no, I think you should be with her and I know her if, like emotions too. But then they don't know each other's emotions. So I'm just like…
Yeah. It's tricky. Yeah. I mean, you know, you might have to go through a little heartbreak. Just can't avoid it.
But if your twin does not like this person,
go for it.
Get it. Get it. Ooh, 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 get it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Again? Exes. We're going to talk about exes. There's so many like things about exes. I'll be reading this because I know that I'm going to get stressed, but I'll just read it.
Yeah.
I've been listening to Jamie's podcast since last year. And it was funny because when there was once an episode asking about relationships advice, I was like, this is why I'll never get into a relationship. And then later that month in October, I met a guy. So fast forward, we became friends. I fell for him, but I was so confused. He was giving me mixed signals. Which were the early red flags. We hung out for a few weeks until he asked me out. I wasn't sure, but at the time, all I could say was yes. 2 weeks into the relationship, it started to change. He doesn't reply that often, doesn't check up on me. Unlike those times we were just friends where he reminded me not to skip my meals and be the first person to text me in the morning and the last person to text me at night. I thought he was probably busy, so I didn't mind. And I thought it was too early to doubt things since we were only getting started. But I knew since then something was off. One thing though, I never told him anything. So it seemed like everything was all right when it's not. When I try to tell him I feel low-key jealous when he flirts with other girls, he shrugs me off and says, I was just being friendly. Bye! On Valentine's Day, did he remember it?
Well,
he didn't give me anything. But I spent money on him. I bought him gifts and all he gave me was his dick. I did not get laid though.
So yeah.
Oh my God. That was the paragraph. I was like, I bought him gifts and all he gave me was a dick and I didn't get laid. Woo, girl!
너무 속상해.
1 week later, he broke up with me. What the frick? And then acted like I was a nobody. Whenever we see each other, it's been like 2 weeks, but I'm still salty about it. My friends told me he's a worthless who I wasted my time and money on, but sometimes I still miss him. What do I do? I never blocked him on any social media for nor his number because I'm not that type of person. The other day, I texted him saying I miss him and shit, and he said he accepted it. What is that supposed to mean? I'm really confused now. What do I do?
Oof.
Okay, like these girls are falling for like these bad boys and be like, oh, I hate him, but then like he did you dirty, but then you still miss him, and then you're like, you know what? I think I'm just gonna go for my feelings. I don't care like if I'm like this like Chijiran girl, but I still am gonna tell him that I miss him because I do miss him right now. And then they text them, I miss you. I miss you like this. I don't know why you did this to me, but I still miss you. And then, you know what? He takes you for advantage. And then you're like, the end of the day, you're like, why did I text him? And your friends are gonna be like, girl, wake up. And then you're gonna be saying the same situation to your friend, and that friend's gonna be the friend that the other episode that we were talking about, you know, the friend was keep like saying situations, asking for the same situation, and like your friend gets tired of it. Yeah. And you're gonna be the one who's giving tired situation to your friend because you are not waking up.
Yeah.
Is the other side of me who wants to tell you some things, but I do understand in some sort of why you still miss him, even though he is a
yes. He is because, that
FB. Do you know why?
Why?
Because he doesn't give a fuck about your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're so like, oh. But then at the same time, he's like straight up in your mind. Like in relationship, the easiest thing and the easiest thing that people would like get off of the relationship is like they don't care about you.
Yeah.
So they don't have hard feelings. They don't go through the same crisis of like, break up, and I don't know if you're going to be happy if you're with him again. And if it's like you still think it's worth a try, I'm not going to be like, don't, because it's going to be something that you will learn. But just the way it's going to flow is not a good picture.
I wonder if it's not him she misses, but the way he like made her feel good when he was giving her all that attention. Because you know how she was like, he did me so dirty, but like I still miss him. And I'm like, do you actually miss him? Or do you just like the attention that like someone who is supposed to care about you gave you?
No, there's something. There's something that you cannot describe that you miss this kind of person. Like even though they did you dirty. Yeah. 원래 나쁜 년 나쁜 놈일수록 더 기억에 남아요. 근데 I think there is no… what do you say? Like there is no person that you can actually… 비교?
Like you can completely…
Compare. Yeah. Completely compare. So you don't have this amazing guy that you can compare with this dick. That's why you're just like, oh, he was the good, like he did this to me, like we were happy. Mm. But if you find that right person that loves you with like a whole like entire like
being
heart,
yeah,
you're gonna be like, oh, why did I,
true,
go for that shit? Because it's just like you know that's a shit from here, but you're still going and smell it, and then you're gonna be like, oh my god, right, that was a shit, and then you know.
Yeah, totally. What a… Yeah, that metaphor is perfect.
Yeah, it's like… And then now you're going to go there and see a diamond. And you're like… Ooh. And then you go there and then… You don't have to go. It just comes to you.
Like, yeah.
They give you diamond all the time. Do you think you have time to see that and smell that shit? No. Because you'll be looking on those diamonds like… What's up? And
yeah.
Like, you know? Being loved. I think it's just a matter of like how you've been treated to guys or how you've been thinking that love is. The way he treated you is not love.
Yeah.
Maybe once in a while he did because he wants you at that time. But now he does not.
Yeah.
That's the fact and that's the thing that you should know.
Also delete his number. What? Delete it.
No, it's like something that you want to check off on. Like,
yeah.
그 계속 관심이 있는 거긴 해.
Yeah.
You're still interested in what he's doing. That's why you cannot delete his number. If you don't… If you're not even interested… You don't even care if it's like deleted or not.
Yeah.
Even though it's not… If it's your style. You don't care.
Okay.
And the biggest relationship that you should not go for is mixed signals. Someone that you love will not give you… Question mark. They would give
it's on period. Every time. It's a statement. Yeah. No comma.
Yeah. They would give you exclamation mark.
Squiggle, like, squiggle.
Not
Huh?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, please. No. And there's so many guys out there. You don't have to go back to your ex. Come on. Like, spend your time with another guy.
There you
go. Make another ex. That's my goal.
All right.
All right, celebrity advice.
Okay. In an interview with Stellar Magazine, Katy Perry revealed that while she and Taylor Swift don't have a close relationship due to their busy schedules, they have been texting a lot since Making Amends last year.
Mm.
The two publicly ended their feud in 2019 when Perry made an appearance in Swift's music video for You Need to Calm Down.
Mm.
In reference to the music video, Perry said, "We wanted it to be an example of unity. Forgiveness is important. It's so powerful. If you can forgive your enemy, that's amazing, as difficult as it is." She added, even though it was difficult, it was important to make that appearance in the music video because people want people to look up to.
Mm.
Do you think it's necessary or it was necessary that Perry and Swift reconciled publicly considering their large fan bases? If you were to make amends with a nemesis, would you just do it in private or would you also let your fans know that things were good between you and the other person?
Okay, first, I don't know the tea between them.
Oh, it's been for years. It's like really bad.
I have no idea.
The drama, it was like… I think up to like 5 years ago.
Why was it?
It was like…
Did they diss each other?
Yeah. It was a lot of dissing. And then I think something about like Taylor Swift or Katy Perry stealing the other person's like backup dancers for tour. Like halfway through one of their tours, their dancers just like quit out of nowhere, I guess. And then it was because they're switching to the other person's. And it was like… Just like… Kesuk like in the media just saying weird things about each other and like referencing each other in music videos.
Mm.
And then, you know, like fans then start hating each other too. So it becomes like a bigger
thing. Right.
So last year in Taylor Swift's music video, Katy Perry's in it. And you can see them being like, okay, we're cool. Like it's fine. Like it's done. Like we're done with that. We don't have bad blood anymore. Bad Blood was by Taylor Swift is about Katy Perry and stuff.
Bad blood.
Okay. It's about Katy Perry.
Damn. Okay. So they actually wrote each other a song because they hated each other that much.
Yeah.
And then now they're like, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
To show them like enemies can be besties too, like kind of way.
Or just like, yeah, we can settle it.
Mm.
Now, the question is, would you have done this like publicly or privately? Like, do you think like fans should know about stuff like that? Or
I mean, like, because it was big, yes, the fans should have known. But before letting them know like publicly, I think, yes, I need to have a deep talk with the person that I was really struggling with. And it is something that you should announce to the fans because like they'll keep thinking that it's like…
It's bad.
Yeah, it's bad. And they don't want hate anymore. That's why they're like, we're good now. Stop the hate, you know?
Yeah. As someone who's obviously also a public figure, like, how do you navigate, like, how much you talk about your relationship with other people? Especially, like, other, you know, like, celebrity and stuff like that. Mm. Like, how much, like, do you say? Even if it's good. Even if, like, they're your best friend. Like, does a part of you kind of be like, I don't even want to say that much or…
Well, first, I don't know. I don't really talk about bad things about people because I don't think it's like fun to talk about. Mm-hmm. But it's like different with friendship. If it's something like work related and like there's something there, there's this person that did something so like mean to me. Yes, I would talk to my best friends because maybe like, you know… It'd be like… But then I wouldn't put it like a public thing.
Yeah, you wouldn't just say it like in an interview or like put it in your music video, would you?
No.
All right. Well, you know what? We're about to move on to the last question.
Oh no.
Of the last episode for a while. Because we're going to get something good out of waiting, which is an album. So right. It's worth it. But… do you have, before we get to it, like anything you want to say? Like last words?
Yes. Starting of WWJD podcast offered by Eric and Dive Studios and everywhere was a really cool trip to me because I really needed this platform to talk about my feelings and emotional things out forward with no like… bleeps and bloops and like taking out scenes.
Yeah.
And some of my fans or some of them would get like really surprised how I've been like my like attitude and everything because it's way different from the time that I did like show it when I was in JYP. Mm-hmm. But it was so nice for me to show you like this raw side of me too. And I really had fun, actually, just solving, like, situations, talking about situations that I don't think that I will ever be in. But just being, like, thinking of me and, like, talking to my fans or people that are sending me, like, submissions and everything. I had so much fun. And to be honest, like, I was really stressed out with you guys, too, if it was, like, a bad, like, situation. And I'd be like, oh, I'm gonna, like… kill this person, whoever, like…
Yeah, Jamie's your day one, too. Mm. You know? She's in your squad. Mm. She'll pull up.
Mm. So, it was so nice to be, like, socializing with another, like, thing. Not just besides singing.
Yeah.
And just by talking to you guys was really fun. So…
But, you know, they shouldn't miss you too much because, obviously, you're working on cool stuff.
Yes, my cool stuff. Which is kind of stressing me out right now. But, yeah. Yes, I am trying my best.
So yeah, everyone obviously send words of encouragement in the process. And then when, you know, it does come out, obviously fucking pull up, be the squad. You know, she's going to call up our squad and we got to be there, you know. So that's it. It's all like, it's sad, but it's exciting, right?
It is.
For sure.
It is.
Okay, well then let's just get to the last question then.
All right, is there any questions?
Excuse us for the interruption. We surprised our dear host Jamie with a congratulations cake for her 30th episode and her new company announcement. Divers will be able to see this moment on video on the Dive Studios official Patreon. Now back to the regular programming. Thank you.
So,
look what I got! Look what I got! I got a birthday cake that says 30, which is like 30th episode.
Yeah.
I'm not 30, by the way. Just to let you know. I'm going to eat this cake while doing the last…
Yeah, I'll read you the last question while you eat this cake.
Can I eat this? Like, can I eat this right now?
Yeah, it's your cake. All right. So guys, for context, we surprised Jamie with the Cheers to 30 episodes cake before she leaves us. So if you hear her ASMR munching, it's because she's chowing down on some cake. But yeah, she really likes it. I'm gonna say the last question of the last episode for a while. So, all right. Hold your hosts. The message is from Uninvited. Hello, Jamie. My close friend recently got married, and before the wedding, she invited me to her engagement party. However, one day, she suddenly said that she had to delay the engagement party because her fiancé's dad was in critical condition and needed to go to the hospital. I totally understood. But later on, I saw on Instagram that she was at her engagement party with other friends. Of course, I was shocked. I was trying to understand the situation and to be as calm as possible. I thought I would have been invited to her engagement party, but apparently I wasn't. Jamie, what do you think? What would you do and feel in a situation like this?
So first, she lied to you about her fiancé's dad condition.
Yeah.
And then now she's so stupid enough to actually post that on Instagram, and she doesn't know that you're going to look at it.
Yeah.
She said my close friend, but I don't think she thinks you as a close friend.
Well, she must have considered you her close friend if she invited her to the initial.
I mean, was there someone that you don't like at that engagement party?
Like, yeah, I wonder what like her side of the story is, because I could see a situation where like that could have been true, that she had to delay her engagement party and then her friends like surprised her with like an engagement party, and just maybe those friends don't know you, so they didn't know that they should have invited you.
I mean, you should ask her. Totally.
Yeah. Yeah. Get the full story.
Because even though you guys actually talk about the situation, she's going to be the one who's going to be like, oh, not you. Like, you're like, what is this? Like, did you throw the engagement party without telling me? I thought you guys were delaying it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, was it actually her big engagement party also? Was it just her friends having a party? I don't know. Oh, probably it was pretty clear.
It was engagement party.
But yeah.
I feel so sad. I don't like this cake now. I feel sad. I'll capture that and send her that and be like,
yeah.
Did you do it already without telling me? Or
yeah.
But not in a salty way. Like, I thought you delayed your engagement party.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, did I not get my invite? Or, ooh.
Tell me how this goes, because I want to know.
Follow up. We'll let Jamie know what you
this
said.
This is, like, so mean.
Yeah.
But like, what would I do? I'd be like, 뭐야? 뭐지?
Yeah. Have you, like, I don't know. Have you been in that position where like someone said they would like include you in something and then you saw them doing that thing without you and you were like…
No. I think my friends are nice.
Yeah.
By this time. I mean, there's some places like they wouldn't tell me what they were doing, but then they were all together and I found out later. I was like, what? You guys were together? Like, there's those situations, but like when I was invited… It's really like a shitty move to just be like… Oh, sorry. And then just throw it.
Yeah. Well, she said other friends. So these friends aren't her friends.
True.
It seems.
So still ask her about it.
Yeah.
Like, are you throwing two engagement parties? Like, or…
Oh, well, yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, are you doing those like separate things? Or… Yeah. But then it doesn't make sense because she said it's delayed because of the condition that her fiancé's dad… But then still she threw it.
Yeah.
And if she… Even though she threw it… If she… Like, she's not dumb enough to like post like happy things if it's really related to the health conditions.
That's true. Oh, and you know what? I was thinking bridal party, but engagement party is with both the bride and the groom's friends. So it's not just girls. So his friends would have been there too. And so it's not like… I was trying to make an excuse for this girl being like, oh, maybe her friends just don't know you. But that means his friends were there too. So it's just like… Friends were supposed to be invited, basically.
No, she said she was at her engagement party with my other friends.
Oh, her own other friends? Something's up.
Bye.
Yeah, kinda.
When she actually invites you to the marriage, just wear white dress.
And then they're going to be like, this is why we didn't invite you to the engagement party. Because you do stuff like this.
I understood. And then just leave.
Yeah.
This is mean. This is like a bitchy move. I don't want a friend like this at all.
Yeah. Maybe it's a reprioritizing.
I mean, for her, like for the bride's, like, 입장, maybe she thought she didn't want her to be in the bridal or something. But still, it's like, eventually, they will know. So, why invite in the first place?
Maybe they didn't care if you saw. Maybe that was their way of telling you.
God.
If they're like actual assholes.
Throw a cake at her face.
She can't. You're eating it.
Not this cake.
Yeah.
I mean, let's hear her. Let's hear the bride's jump.
Yeah, her defense. All right.
Which is not going to make any sense.
Yeah. It's not. But you know what? You know what makes sense?
What?
Your cake. Because we hit 30 episodes, baby. That's it. 30 episodes.
That's it?
Yeah. Feels short.
Very short.
Yeah.
But it feels like we did 100 episodes.
Yeah.
Because we did a lot of talking. I changed my name to Jamie.
Ooh.
So I'm no longer Park Jimin. Well, I mean, my mom and dad, thank you for making Park Jimin. But I'm going to be… making music with the only name Jamie. So Instagram is still GmanXJamie, but you guys can call me Jamie now. Well, all my fans like from outside Korea calls me Jamie, but
yeah,
now it's officially
Woo! Jamie.
Yay. Not Jamie Foxx, just Jamie.
All right.
And yes, I have Twitter, Instagram, no Facebook. That's all like another people doing my stuff. And yeah.
All right. Well, this has been What Would Jamie Do?
I don't want to say that.
All right. You know what? We're going to keep it open-ended because we're going to come back to y'all later down the line in life.
Maybe like when I'm in my 50s, I'm going to be like, what? What Jamie do?
And then she'll be like, bitch, I don't know. I'm married. I got kids.
I got 5 kids, y'all. And my husband's waiting for me, so I need to go. But bye.
All right.
I think I'm going to be talking about breastfeeding and everything that day.
Yeah, you're going to talk about your husband, Bazzi, and what he's doing.
What? I'm getting married to Bazzi? Anyways, thank you for listening until this episode of my 30th episode of What Would Jamie Do? Thank you for the support and rate and review. Still watching. And hopefully see you in the near future. Bye-bye.
What would Jamie do?
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SUNNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SUNNY to 200-300. That's SUNNY to 200-300. SUNNY to 200-300.